If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
With us is the city clerk for Oak Forest, Nicole Torme. And Nicole, how have your four children enjoyed growing up and living out there in Oak Forest?
They have really strived and become wonderful young adults. Our schooling system is by far the best that I've ever experienced. I love moving to Oak Forest and do not regret it one bit.
How long have you been out there?
I relocated here in 2006, so 20 years.
And as far as you're concerned and your family, what's the best part of life in Oak Forest?
I would say the community. It's a very strong community. They are very supportive of one another. They come out and want to be a part of it. They want to really be a part of their neighborhood and make it better. And it's really nice to see.
What's a favorite spot or two for you? We love to know where to go for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, desserts. What are the highlights?
My favorite breakfast is Diamond Pancake House. It's on 159th Street. It's very nice, and you always see locals there. It's one of our staples. Another place is the Original Pancake House, also on 159th Street. They have a very good breakfast, and it's very inviting there.
Sounds like 159th is the place to go.
Yeah, for snacks and smoothies, we have a new cafe on Cicero. It's called Cafe De Miro. We're really excited about it. It's in a new development building, and they bring smoothies and lots of coffees and the afternoon snacks type thing. Also, we have a new restaurant, Mazen Barrow, which is also on 159th Street, and it's one of the staff's favorite at City Hall. It's the Mexican food, and it's very, very good.
Heading into spring and summer, what are the highlights as far as outdoor fests and things you got going there in Oak Forest?
So some upcoming fests we have are actually it's March 7th. We have our Oak Forest Slaw. It's a 5K run and walk that's held in the morning through our town. And then at 11 a.m., we have a family parade that goes down Central Avenue. And it's just to see everybody come out and line up the street on Central and just see a sea of green. It's amazing. It's a tradition in Oak Forest. We hold it every year, the first Saturday of March. And then after the parade, a lot of the bars and restaurants in Oak Forest, they have special events all day long, so it goes on all through the night. And then we also brought back fireworks to Oak Forest a couple years ago. This year we'll be hosting our Independence Day celebration on June 27th, and we do that at Gaelic Park, which is on 147th. There will be bands and food trucks. And then at night, a huge fireworks show, which is pretty outstanding.
And it's all 30 minutes or so south of downtown. Any particular public works project you are working on or looking forward to right now, Nicole?
We are actually looking to, we are working with a bunch of, with grants to expand our walkways and bike paths to further our forest preserve paths that we have along Central, and it's along our Natalie Creek. And that's one of the biggest things that we like in Oak Forest is the walking paths and the forest preserves that we have, because of course we're surrounded by forests. So we have a lot of the paths that our residents take advantage of, and we're looking to expand them so that we can connect to other towns surrounding us.
Sounds like a good plan. It is the city clerk for Oak Forest, Nicole Torme. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.
Appreciate you filling us in here. And it's your hometown, Oak Forest.